Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today
Ready.
At NEBCOinc.com. Shout out also to Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. It might be a little dicey to test drive a vehicle today with the rain, but you know, tomorrow.
It's not raining. Nick, right now you're okay.
Right now, test drive in the morning. And
I don't think it's supposed to rain till 5, Jake.
5 o'clock, don't test
drive. Hustle around. Yeah, don't do it. Yeah,
don't mess around. Get there now and test drive.
I'm just telling you, can you imagine, you go through the blizzards for having a...
Calm down.
I am calm.
When you have blizzards and stuff, where they have to scoop out the lot and all those things, that's not fun to do. But I'm just kidding. If you're sitting there right now and a major hailstorm comes through and basically wrecks your and all of your inventory, imagine if that thing hit.
No.
I mean, it's like, okay. I mean,
I saw a lot yesterday in the morning that had somebody went out and put blankets on the top of the cars with weights to weight them down. So that's one thing you can do. That's what Greg said yesterday when I was leaving his house. Put something on the top of your car. Put cardboard. Cardboard. Not a bad idea.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Also, they have this new thing that you can blow up, an inflatable.
Is that right?
Laura saw one.
How do you fix it to your car?
I don't know how it
just does.
I don't know. It just makes a bubble around your car, and then you probably kind of weight it down. I bet you just press a button and it inflates right. It's like you're inflating one of those air mattresses, right? Inflate the thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet if you think about it.
It is.
I mean, last night someone said there's a storm coming, and I usually on this, you have an hour out. Hey, listen, it's bad weather. It's coming. Mm-hmm. You know it's
coming.
You
have an hour.
You have time. You have time to definitely do it.
I had time to rearrange my garage.
Yeah, get the front end in. I'd love it if you showed up.
I still want to see the picture of that.
I'd love if you showed up and this had the bed of your truck just pummeled. But the front's fine.
Look at this. The front's untouched.
This is fine.
I'll take a picture. I'll probably do it. Put it in there tonight.
Yeah. I would like a picture of this very much so.
You should. Just got some personal news half hour ago. I am Uncle Times 3 all of a sudden.
What?
Taylor. You know Taylor.
Yeah. I love Taylor. Yeah.
And his wife, they had a baby at 7:44 a.m. this morning. Baby boy.
Nice.
Three now.
Third kid.
Third kid.
Up no name yet. 9.1 pounds. It's big boy.
Jeez.
Big boy.
Yeah.
No, they live in Sioux City.
Sioux City, that's right. You mean it with the Hard Rock.
So congrats.
Congrats
to Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor's got that grin all the time.
Yes.
That's who Jake goes and shoots weapons with.
I did shoot a gun with him.
Arms.
Yeah, I've shot. I have
firearms. Yes,
and they're always amazed that you know I have any sort of skill. I don't really shoot guns very often, but I did shoot guns last year, and I was hitting the target.
Proficient.
Yeah. No, I'm not a complete dunce. I can do it.
A dunce, and Jake also. You don't hear dunce much.
Now you did.
Think about that when that was. If that was actually, and I think it probably actually happened. If you acted up or you were bad or you were dumb in school or didn't do well in school, you had to put a dunce hat on and stand in the corner. How would that do for your morale? Can you imagine that one right now?
Not good.
Came in, there's a kid in the corner.
I can't spin that.
Imagine all the superintendent comes in. What's going on with Charlie over there?
He's got a dunce cap on.
He's got a dunce cap on and he has to stand
when
in the corner.
When did that go away?
Is it like a triangle cap too?
It's like a cone.
Yeah, cone. Yeah, it's a big cone.
Yeah. Not that, a triangle, cone.
Imagine if that ever happened. And I think it might have. Standing in the corner was quiet. That was normal.
Did you have to?
Oh, exactly.
We stood. When we went to school, that was still a thing.
You had to put a dunce hat on, but you had to go and stand in the corner.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at you. You're just there. Everyone's at their mathematics book, just looking over at me and Sipple in the corner.
Not the best.
Not the best. We got through it.
No, Jake, I'm not a dunce.
Not
Jake.
Shooting,
you ever stand in the corner?
Not that I can remember. I had a think time in sixth grade, I think, something like that.
Yeah. I imagine you were like me, and the only issue I really had was just talking a lot.
It was talking. It was humor.
Yeah.
It was all humor based. I wasn't doing stupid.
I wasn't
that I thought was anybody. Super. No, I thought stuff was super funny.
Yeah.
And I did. And that carried on through all my life, basically.
Here you are. Same thing.
But there was times like that. It's like, well, what's he being in trouble? It's usually for reasons kind of a smart aleck.
Just talking.
And just talking and a lot.
Laughing.
464-5685, call or text as always. I had the wrong name in the rundown who wrote this incredible
I love
list.
This article, by
I
the
put
way.
Andy Staples. It actually was Ari Wasserman. Is that right, Sid?
Yes.
Ari.
Okay. It was Ari. It was a great article.
Here we are, mid-May. We've got a really well-done article. Is the top 10 storylines that matter the most in college football in 2026.
Yeah, and ready I don't... list? I mean, part of the fun of this is I don't necessarily agree with the order.
Okay. Well, here is the order. You see if you think it's a big storyline or
I
not.
I thought it was incredible. It was one of my favorite things I've ever read. It really was.
It was good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Number one per Ari Wasserman on three storylines this year would be The Legend of Arch Manning at Texas.
And can I inject something
Please
real
do.
Quick? When I read this, I know it's 1 through 10. I just read it as like 10 most interesting. I didn't really...
Oh, you ordered them.
I know you ordered them, but I didn't really look at it that way. I'm with Steve. I don't agree with some of the orders of it, but I thought he nailed 10 things that were awesome.
So number two would be Lane Kiffin's first year at LSU. Obviously, huge. Interest.
That should be number one, by the way.
I think going back to... I'm telling you right now, what would it be like to be at that night game when he plays at Ole Miss? That'll be epic.
What is it? What, they talk about that.
September 19th, right?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
It's fairly early.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that Vanity Fair article where Lane Kiffin says...
Oh, yeah.
That players... Okay. It ran in Vanity Fair, and the coach said players... Here's what he writes. Yes, it's the offseason, but that has never stopped Kiffin from making noise. Last week, an article about Kiffin ran in Vanity Fair, and the coach said players would tell him, hey, coach, we really like you, but my grandparents aren't letting me move to Oxford, Mississippi. That doesn't come up when you say Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parents were sitting here this weekend saying, the campus diversity feels so great. It feels like there's no segregation. Now that's not going over well in Oxford.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
And they were already feeling scorned. Okay, three.
Number three.
I didn't get this.
Ari Wasserman says, is this Mike Norvell's last year at Florida State?
I didn't think that was a huge storyline.
Not as high as it would be. I don't know how it's not. I mean, it's been the fails.
He had the great year, and then it's been bad since then.
He also raises the question I'd like to ask Marty about this. Does Florida State have enough NIL money to compete with the top dogs? Why is Florida State lacking NIL money?
Don't know that.
Okay, four.
Number four on the list is Lincoln Riley's window. Keep saying this is a playoff potential year for USC. I mean, we don't buy this, but there's Jade Maeva Heisman push right now in terms of him being a candidate for that. USC schedule, I mean, it's not easy, but it's, you know, they expect to be a playoff team this year.
I think it's a great story. I mean, it does. Eventually, it's going to be that deal that was struck when he went out there, you know, with the house and the money and everything, and it's Southern Cal. It's coming back. This is Pete Carroll. You know, we're all coming back, and it hasn't.
Well, that's what Ari Wasserman points out. That program didn't pry him away from Oklahoma for a long, slow build.
No, nope.
But if their defense is good and they have that quarterback Maeva, who I'm not a huge fan of, but he's good. Then they're probably be okay. We'll see.
It hit so hard with everybody with Cignetti, but it had to hit really hard at USC.
Yeah.
Okay, we went and got a coach.
Yep. Paid him a lot of money.
Gave him a beach house. Did all this stuff, and we're not even considered in anything. We're kind of an afterthought, and we're USC. Yeah. And Indiana is rolling,
killing it.
Indiana came out to the Rose Bowl and just beat the crap out of Alabama. Yes. Beat him up.
Speaking of that, that's number seven on the list, Indiana. But keep going.
Number five, five-star quarterback taking the SEC by storm.
I don't see it by storm.
Is the one that interests me the least of all the storylines.
This is five, and I don't see the storm. You have, he says, you know, you have Jared Curtis at Vanderbilt. Jared Curtis. But we also have Tennessee's Faison Brandon and Alabama's Keelon Russell both engaged in quarterback battles, haven't won the job.
Yeah, this that didn't interest me much.
But it's the
push
SEC.
Back in Ari. Yeah.
It's yeah. SEC, and these national writers, they're SEC-oriented.
Yeah. Number 16 in the SEC, young coach takeover in the SEC.
This gives me a chance to correct an earlier error. Bill looked at me with
the Arkansas head
scorn
coach's
last when I
name.
Said yes. Ryan Silverstein. It's Ryan Silverfield.
From Memphis.
Yeah, and he's coaching at Arkansas now. Will Stein is at Kentucky.
Yeah, now I get the confusion now because
that
Will
could be.
Stein, yeah,
I'm with you.
I get that.
Ryan Silverfield at Arkansas, Will Stein at Kentucky. Those are young guys. Alex Golish
Auburn.
At Auburn. Pete Golding. No use for Pete Golding here. At Ole Miss, John Sumrall at Florida.
What does the Arkansas schedule look like? That'll be one that'll be of interest, I think, because we went through the Kentucky schedule. Remember that? There's a chance they lose 10. There's a chance they lose 10.
Kentucky?
Remember we went over that schedule?
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, 2 and 10 would be.
Yeah. It might be like, might get an extension. Might get extended.
I don't know about that, but it's in the car.
Right. Arkansas starts off with North Alabama at home. Then they will play week 2 at Utah.
Okay, very difficult.
Then they will host Georgia. It's a rough first three games.
Oh, wow. They're going to Utah?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're going to Utah.
And then playing Georgia at home.
Yes.
Oh.
And then they'll have a break. They'll host Tulsa. That should be a win. Should be.
Yeah.
Then they'll head to A&M.
Oh.
Then they'll host Tennessee. Then they'll play at Jared Curtis and Vanderbilt. Then they will host Missouri. They will head to Auburn, host South Carolina, head to Texas, and close with hosting LSU.
Oh, wow. Brutal.
That's a tough schedule for Ryan.
8 losses.
I mean, you're looking at what? If you win 6, you're killing it.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's,
yeah.
7.
Number 7. You just brought this up a second ago. Sip. Number 7 is change of the guard in the Big Ten.
This is interesting. Because what they're talking about is Indiana. Is Indiana leading a change of the guard? I think it's a little too early to say it, but he just raises that question.
I was beyond fat. We all were, I believe, beyond fascinated with Indiana, what they did and going to the playoff year one. Then they come back and win 16. Incredible. Just what if they did it again?
Yeah.
Just throw it out there. What if they go 15-1 and win it all again?
He points out that Indiana is in the mix for 5-star prospects. It's just totally different. Where is Indiana in December? And then he asked a good question. Where's Indiana in 10 years? Is this just going to keep going? Is this just going to keep going?
Change of the guard. Maybe the Hoosiers.
Oh, I thought 8 was actually the most interesting
okay,
one.
Okay, number 8 is what happened. What happened to Clemson?
I thought this was the most interesting one.
Very interesting. Very interesting because we all know that's been the highest success, but in the last 2 or 3 years, generally when there is any sort of an interview with the head football coach, he talks about his success. He builds his own case and resume.
He's going
and
back
he,
in
and
time.
He has a case and he does have
He's won 2 national titles.
Yeah.
Think now, about that for a
year
second.
Ago, he was in the playoffs, not this last year, but a year before that, they went to the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And
But here's where we have that age conversation that we were talking about with Tom Moore. Ari wrote, maybe someone who has won 2 national titles and completely transformed his program into a national power should have a lifetime contract. But it's a sad situation in which fewer and, oh, Jake, help me. My screen just... Oh, fewer and fewer people believe he is suited for this age of college football. It is just an unfortunate... Yeah. Anyway. Now, this would not be number one. It's still Lane, but this should be higher up the totem.
I like it. Yeah, it's a great storyline. It is. And they open up with LSU at LSU.
Ooh. Ooh.
They open up at LSU.
Ooh.
It'll be a game to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That'll be on TV. That'll be on TV. That will not be
on Amazon.
Kiffin versus Dabo off the bat.
Wow, Clemson's got to go to LSU.
They do.
See, he's...
Death Valley versus Death Valley.
You see why he probably feels he's under attack? I mean, he's like a man who's won two national titles.
And lost two. He's been in four of them.
Number nine, Texas, Brendan Sorsby situation. Yeah, we don't know.
Pretty far down the list.
Doesn't seem like we know where that's headed, but it feels like he's not going to play this year.
He's retained Jeffrey Kessler, a high-powered attorney who's had a lot of success against the NCAA. He's pressing for a quick decision by the NCAA.
I should have screenshotted it. Someone had one of the best paragraphs. They're like, okay, Sorsby is under fire because he broke one of the largest fundamental rules that there is on wagering. You are beat. It's not one of the things you kind of go, what? You sign paperwork, Jake, on this. And then it goes to rehab, which, okay, that's great.
Admits his addiction.
But at the same time says, but I'd like to lawyer up and play again. I mean, it doesn't even remotely add up.
No, not really, unless this is just a design to get a decision so he can enter the supplemental draft.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Why did he retain Jeffrey Kessler? That's a high-powered attorney.
I just don't see. I'm just going to say from, you can never speak for coaches, but if there's the coach at Tulsa, Washington State, USC, whatever, they're all sitting there going like, he can't play. I mean, there's no one thinking, hey, I hope he wins this. I mean, I don't think there's the coaches are sitting around. I don't think PJ Fleck goes, I think he's got a case and it makes sense. You know, I don't know if people are calling. I don't know if Drinkowitz is calling down to text to the coach and being like, hey, you guys caught a raw deal here now.
I don't see that.
Everyone's kind of doing the old, oh man. Because he's the lead story in every team meeting. He's the lead story.
Good point.
He's the number one story of what is going on out there.
He, according to published reports, he bet on games while he was at Indiana as a freshman. Bet on Indiana games. Yeah. Now, it always is accompanied by he bet on them to win.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It's like that he had insider information.
Right.
He's at practice.
Right.
And I think we're going to beat Tulsa. Right. Why? Well, I'm just going to tell you what I see on film from Tulsa or whatever's being said in the meetings. Especially, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. He wasn't playing. So he had no control over the game whatsoever.
But that doesn't mitigate it. It doesn't mitigate it.
Number 10. Last one, Deion Sanders and Colorado's next move. It was not a good year for Deion last year. Of course, 2 years ago, it was good. Nine wins, story. Heisman Trophy winner, Shedeur Sanders was good for his team. Last year, not the case. I'm not sure they have great expectations this year as well for that program.
Julian Lewis now takes over at quarterback. I don't know what that picture
wouldn't
was.
Wouldn't you say that? I mean, we talked about this right away, and we'll carry through. This will be an incredible 30-for-30 story.
Oh, God, yes.
It'll be one of epic. I can't wait to see it. When they talk about and how it took off, and then what happens if it ends in a crash crumble, and the next person has to come in there, and it's like, where do we go? Or does he bounce? Does he come back this year? Because in my opinion, if they go 7-5, really good year, 7-5, get to a bowl.
Yeah, 7-5 would solidify things a little bit.
I wouldn't be like going, hey, that's still not being. Oh, no.
No, 7-5, you'd say that was way better than it was.
Jake, can you pull a schedule up on
Colorado?
I think Colorado is very interesting. Also, it's very interesting that there was interest, I think, on one side. Colorado wanted the Nebraska game to be football game to be every year. And there was kind of pushback from the Nebraska
side.
Well,
I don't know if it's
Colorado this year will open up at Georgia Tech. It was a good team last year.
Colorado at Georgia Tech.
Now, Haynes King is gone, I believe, at Georgia Tech.
still very difficult win.
Tough one. Then Weber State will go to Colorado, so it should be a win there. Then they'll go to Northwestern.
Interesting. Very interesting
Chip
game.
Kelly called so the plays.
You know. So their non-conference is was a very good ACC team and a decent Northwestern team. So they're playing Big Ten, and they're playing ACC out of conference. Okay.
Then a Big 12 play, they'll go to Baylor. They'll host Texas Tech, host Utah, go to Oklahoma State, host Kansas State, go to Arizona State, host Houston, go to Cincinnati, and close with UCF at home. It's not bad. It's not horrible.
It's not horrifying.
Not terrible.
Not horrifying. But that's the Big 12. Everybody looks at the games exactly the same. Could lose.
That scene, you were there that first year in Colorado, right?
I was.
That scene was remarkable. I've never seen anything quite like it, which is what Bill's saying. The rise was incredible.
The you couldn't get on the sidelines at Colorado.
Every celebrity
was there.
It was so loud and so raucous outside the stadium.
You said it was borderline unsafe.
I would say for a few. I mean, I watched a Nebraska 10 fan
game too.
Basically attacked. And you know, I don't mind saying on the radio. I saw it. I was sitting there eating a burrito on by the Buffalo.
How do you find burritos at any event? I've never always found that.
No, they had really good burritos.
Yeah.
No, they had really good breakfast burritos, and it was good enough that I just said I'm going to sit here. And then it was good enough that I said I'm going to sit here and watch this fight, but I'm not going to break it up. it was just a guy that had red on, and there were some buffs. It had to be broken up. It was not pleasant, and there was a lot of vulgarity. A lot of vulgarity.
It's a great list, though.
That's your 10 storylines per Ari Wasserman of On Three.
Ari did good with that.
He did. Before we get to break, if you're looking for a great job, double R, Ron Runyon.
Are you kidding me? The Rhonda Ravel of HVAC?
Yep. He needs journeyman plumbers and HVAC service technicians. Top of the industry wages, 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance, and paid holidays and vacation time. Plus, be part of Lincoln's growth. Work on high-impact commercial projects that shape our community. Apply today and learn more at vision-mechanical.net. That is vision-mechanical.net.
You know, we talked about how he teaches classes at UNL on HVAC. He also has a lab set up in his warehouse. And so he'd be able to, they go through scenarios that can happen out in the field, and they do them in the warehouse. They get a practice with it.
Really?
How often does that happen? Never. He's like going, okay, here's what's going on. Or it's like they can send someone in and go, there's a problem going on here. Figure it out. And they get to go over with it, and it's teachable moments.
Yeah, it's just like practice over at the indoor facility.
It's one big walkthrough. Yeah. It's an HVAC walkthrough. That's incredible.
Different scenarios.
Yes.
Vision, you can imagine how many scenarios come up.
Vision-mechanical.net. We got high school baseball at 9, so an early spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.